offensive coordinator Marty Morniwegi had a very successful preseason. Now time for the live bullets as the green and white open up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Your starting quarterback for week one will be Geno Smith. Are you excited to see what the rookie is going to bring to the table?
Well, we're really excited. Sunday at 1 o'clock with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming into town. You know, we're 3-0 in that stadium in the preseason. And we just got to keep that going. We're really excited about that. I'm excited about it. Geno's excited about this thing. And, you know, he's worked hard both on the field and off. And David Lee's done just a beautiful job with all the quarterbacks and their preparation. So, you know, he had a little ankle that he's limping around for a week to 10 days with. And so he's back. Running and gunning just a little bit. So the whole team, I think, really is excited and are ready to rally around Geno Smith.
He suffered that setback in camp with the ankle injury against the Detroit Lions. But do you like the way he's practiced lately? I talked to him the other day and asked him specifically about it. He said he's really able to drive the ball now. Are you seeing that?
Well, yeah, you know, and it was a pretty good ankle. And I was proud of him for pushing through it. You saw him push through it for a week or 10 days where he was gimping around just a little bit. But that part was important for him to get those practice reps in as well. And I think his confidence physically is at a high level right now. He came out the other day and looked like he was 100%.
What did you see from him in that third preseason game? And do you think that's going to help him moving forward?
He did get some reps. He's got some great practice reps as well, and we try to make him as close to game situations as possible. And it's difficult to do there in practice. And so he's got a little bit of taste of some preseason game experience. And look, regular season is different than preseason, you know, and then playoffs are different than the regular season as well. So we'll go through some ups and downs. I guarantee you that. And knowing Geno, hopefully there'll be more ups than there are downs. But so the whole team has to be a part of this. Everybody's got to play at just a notch above for a quarterback to perform at a high level.
One of the things that stood out to me in this summer was what you said about Geno, was that for a rookie, uncanny decision maker. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? Because we all know what kind of physical skill set he is. Yeah. We've seen him throw the ball. You see him move. He ran like 4 or 5 at the combine. But the decision-making.
Well, he sure has been a good decision-maker for the most part. He's had just a few days. And the one preseason game was one of those days. And so he's still in the learning curve. You know, he's still there. And he'll be learning for the rest of his career because this game changes, not week to week, but daily. And so it'll be important for him to keep up with the preparation and the game plans. And he's done just an outstanding job of that.
Do you like the foundation you set in the summer because you guys moved the football and you scored points?
Well, yes, reasonably happy. Now, we're not doing it quite the way we want it done as players or coaches quite yet. But there are some good signs. There's no question about that. There are some good signs. And this Tampa Bay club, you know, they're the number one against the rush last year, and then they went out and basically got a new secondary to try to shore that part up. So we've got a great opportunity on Sunday as well as a great challenge.